Good morning. You are tuned in now to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. How's everyone doing this morning? My name is Eleanor. I am good. I just got here a little bit late, but you know what? That's okay. We're all cool, right? Right? Thanks for tuning in. I am doing a all vinyl set on the show today. I'm going to start things off with a few tracks from a few compilations that I just got from the label Emotional Response. Really excited about these compilations. They're called Typical Girls, Volumes 1 and 2, taken from the name. The name is taken from a song by The Slits, Typical Girls, off of their album Cut. The compilations are collections of a bunch of different tracks by bands with women in them, punk bands, post-punk, you know, some rock, all that good stuff. I don't know where that noise is coming from. All right, so we're going to start things off with a track from a band called Bent. This is Space is Bent on CITR 101.9.
Space is bent! Send a chip! It's over there! It's quando per c'è il tempo. Ciao.
I always get what I want by Moss Lime. This is Femme Concept. You are tuned into, and it is broadcasting on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. It is Tuesday morning, 10:19, 101.9 o'clock, as I like to call it. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, you just heard I Always Get What I Want by Moss Lime, which is on a compilation called Typical Girls, Volume 2. That was just released by Emotional Response, which is a record label based in Flagstaff, Arizona. Before you heard Moss Lime, you heard a song by Shopping. That was the track Get Going, and that was on Volume 1 of the Typical Girls compilation. Shopping are from London. However, Moss Lime, little Canadian band in there. They're based in Montreal currently. And Moss Lime was the reason that I found out about these comps. They posted about them on one of their social media channels. I believe it was Instagram. And I had just finished reading a book by Viv Albertine, who was one of the members of the Slits, who the compilation is named after, and I was immediately intrigued, so I went and checked it out and then saw that there was two volumes of these comps, and I bought them. I couldn't help myself. What, you know, can you blame me? Maybe. It's worth noting that I'm playing them on vinyl. Like, these are vinyl compilations that I have, and I'm doing an all vinyl set today. It feels fitting, given that this past weekend was Record Store Day. For those of you who don't know, Record Store Day is a day when people buy more records than they already do. It's really great. No, it's a day. It's a worldwide like celebration. Every year, there's a bunch of releases that are put out just for Record Store Day. So special vinyl releases, 10 inches, 12 inches, 7 inches, sometimes even cassettes. You know. That labels put out, and you can only get them on Record Store Day. And the idea was to for the event was to encourage people to go and support their local independent record stores. So you can only buy releases at those. You can't grab them at online retailers or anything like that. I was working at a Record Store Day this weekend for the first time, and it was crazy. So many people trying to grab the cool things that they wanted. It was great. Yeah, lots of people in the shop, lots of people supporting all the stores across Vancouver. Some cool releases. But, you know, I think it's important to just always support those things, not just on one day out of the year. But here I am doing an all vinyl set. So, you know, what can you do? Before shopping, I played a track by the band Midnight Snacks. That was called No Time to Spend, and that was also on the Typical Girls comp. And then at the very top of the set, at the beginning of the show, I played a track by Bent called Space is Bent. Two bands that I had not heard of before I got these comps, which is really cool. Midnight Snacks are from Oakland, a band from Oakland, and Bent, I believe, are from Brisbane. Not too sure, but they have an album out on Emotional Response. And yeah, like I mentioned before, Typical Girls, really cool comps. I was reading a little bit more about them on the internet, and basically the way that the label put them together is they just grabbed a bunch of tracks from what they consider to be, quote, the greatest current female-fronted independent punk and pop bands from around the world. So lots of good stuff in there. Okay, I'm going to keep going. I've been talking a lot, and you probably want to hear some more music. So I'm going to play a track by St. Vincent. This is one of the first records that I bought when I first started collecting records. I love it. This is called Laughing with a Mouth of Blood off of her album that I can't remember the name of right now. Oh my god, that's really bad. It's okay. It's sitting right here. Actor, enjoy.
Just like an amnesiac, trying to get my senses back. Laughing with a mouth of blood from a little spill I took. See, I traded my plot of land for a plane to anywhere. And I can't see the future, but I know it's got big plans. Oh, my old friend.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
That is a sigh of relief because Fun Drive 2017 is officially over. To everyone who donated their time, energy, money, forgot to donate now but will donate online at citr.ca, couldn't donate this year but will donate in the future, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder want to say
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting us with your money, and we promise to make good use of it.
Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Genre infiniment.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at The Book Warehouse, Stormcrow Ale House, The Australian Boot Company, Fresh's Best Salsa & Company, Banyan Books & Sound, Tapestry Music Limited, Rufus Guitar Shop, Dentry's Irish Grill, the UBC Bookstore, On the French Hair Design, and the Bike Kitchen.
What would we do without our friends?
You're listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. The last track that you heard was an older one. That was Jigsaw Feeling by Susie and the Banshees off of their debut album, The Scream, which came out back in 1978. Doing an all vinyl set today, and that record is one of my favorites that I have. So it's a little bit older, but I figured I would play a track from it just the same because I love it just as much as my new records that I have. Before Susie and the Banshees, I played the song All the People Sleep by Montreal band Tops. That was off of their album Picture You Staring, that's now a couple years old, but do not worry because they have a new album coming out on June 2nd, I think. So like only a month, but just like basically a month from now. That's going to be out on Arbutus Records. And they just released a video for the only single that's out so far on that album. It's called Petals. So you should go check out the video. It's pretty great. And at the top of the set, I played a track by St. Vincent. That was the song Laughing with a Mouth of Blood off of her album Actor. Her second album, really great. If you are inclined to listen to that, I'd encourage you to listen for like Disney sounds. I read in an interview once that she was watching a lot of Disney films and listening to a lot of that music when she was working on the album. And after hearing that, I went and listened to it and it really changed the way that it sounds. I love it. I think it's great. She did a lot of the production on that album as well as on her, she does production on all of them, but as well as on her first album, Marry Me. So really great. One of my favorite guitar players and musicians for sure. Okay, we got about 20 minutes left. I've got more records to play for you. First up, I'm going to play the song 28 Days by US Girls off of their album Free Advice Column.
Come on with us, Lena. He's amazing.
You're listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. That was the track Warm Front by The Highest Order off of their album Still Holding. The Highest Order are a band from Toronto, Ontario, and the voice, the beautiful haunting folk country voice that you heard on that track was by the one and only Simone Schmidt. And I played that song because Simone will be here this week, this Saturday, playing a show as with her solo project, Fiverr. And that's happening at the China Cloud on Saturday night with a few local acts, including Jen Baum and Kingfisher. It's going to be really good. Very, very excited for that because Simone has just released a new album with Fiverr called Audible Songs from Rockwood. Sorry. Audible Songs from Rockwood. And I could talk about it forever. And in fact, I'm trying to set up an interview with her for later this week. So fingers crossed that that happens. But basically, the short version of this album is that Simone spent 3 years researching the case files and history around a this Rockwood Asylum for the Criminally Insane and wrote an album based on the stories of 9 women who were incarcerated there. And just, yeah, I mean, the album is incredible. I've listened to it. I'm not going to play it today because I'm playing on vinyl and I don't have it on vinyl yet, but I will get it. But you can tell that she really treated the stories of these women with care and took a lot of time. I mean, she spent over 3 years putting the pieces together. So it's really beautiful, and it really suits her kind of country, but like eclectic kind of alternative sound, and her very unique voice. So definitely recommend checking out that show if you can make it. Before we heard from The Highest Order, we heard a track by Grass Widow called Celebrate the Mundane off of their self-titled album. Before that, it was the song Mary by Montreal-based band Free Love Fenner off of their album Do Not Affect a Breezy Manner. Free Love Fenner haven't released anything in a long time. They do stuff on Fixture Records, one of my favorite labels in Canada. And they recently posted a cryptic video that looked like some of their analog equipment in their studios being used. So I'm hoping that means a new record soon. But who knows? And at the top of the set, it was the track 28 Days by US Girls. Okay, got a few minutes left here. Going to wrap things up with a song first by the band Terry called Hotheads, followed by a track by the Courtneys off of their new album, The Courtneys 2. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week with more great tracks for you and a special surprise guest. Don't miss it. This is Hotheads by Terry on Femme Concept. Have a great week, everyone.
Hot head. Love you.